her explanation made sense. He had seen firsthand how those in power became desperate when they sensed their positions were threatened.
It won't be long before Darth Zedrix learns of the attack on Bos Theerda,
Nyriss continued.
We must act quickly.
I'm surprised the Emperor instructed you to deal with this, Scourge remarked. I'd have expected him to order the Imperial Guard to arrest Zedrix.
The Emperor doesn't know,
Nyriss said.
Darth Zedrix has allied himself with separatists, Scourge insisted. He's a traitor to the Empire. It is our duty to report him.
I don't think that would be the best plan,
Sichel cautioned, ignoring Scourge and addressing Nyriss directly.
We have little evidence, and your rivalry with Zedrix is well known. If we come forward with these accusations, he will simply deny them. The Emperor is unlikely to act without first gathering more proof. This will give Zedrix a chance to cover up his involvement or go into hiding.
Satchel is right, Nyriss said. The element of surprise is our greatest advantage. Zedrix doesn't know we have exposed his treachery. If we strike now, we can catch him unprepared.
It was obvious her mind was made up, and Scourge could follow the logic of her arguments, yet he still felt uncomfortable not reporting Zedrix to the Emperor.
An assault on his stronghold will be difficult, Murtagh warned. We don't have the numbers to overwhelm his defenses, and I don't like hiring mercenaries for a job like this. Too much chance one of them will sell us out to Zedrix.
Perhaps assassination is the way to go,
Satchel suggested.
Do to him what he tried to do to you.
We would need a particularly skilled and accomplished assassin,
Nyriss said. She looked at Scourge.
Do you think you could get close enough to Zedrix?
Scourge carefully considered all the variables before he replied. His first instinct was to propose an undercover operation, with him seeking a position on Zedrix's personal staff. Over several weeks, he could study the routines of his intended victim and all his servants, patiently waiting for a chance to catch him alone, unarmed and unprepared. But there were no Sith among Zedrix's followers. Many Sith were prejudiced against humans. No doubt the Dark Counselor would never allow Sith too close to him, fearing they might one day turn on him. Scourge might be able to find some other way to infiltrate Zedrix's inner circle, but as Nyriss had pointed out, they needed to act quickly. There wasn't time for a prolonged undercover mission.
Inside his stronghold, he is untouchable, he declared finally.
There may be a way to lure him out, Satchel said. The Separatists seem to use coded communications whenever they contact Zedrix. If I can replicate the code, I can send a message requesting an urgent meeting at some remote location.
An ambush might work,
Murtagh agreed.
Zedrix won't want to draw attention to his treachery. At most, he'll have two or three of his most trusted followers with him. With enough troops, we should be able to take him down.
No,
Nyriss said, shaking her wizened head.
Zedrix would sense it coming. Whoever we send, we'll have to hide his presence through the Force until Zedrix walks into the trap.